G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show for a brand new year and a brand new season. And holy shit balls, ladies and gentlemen, I got little Dickie over on the other side of the table.
Hello, everybody.
How you going, my sweet pea?
Good, thank you, darling. We're having Domino's tonight.
Oh, you've decided.
Yes, we've been tossing up for 2 weeks. We've been wanting takeaway.
We've had takeaway in that 2 weeks, but...
But not this. We've been wanting either KFC or Domino's. Ooh. Tonight's the night, and I believe we are having Domino's.
You have to really, and when you promise yourself something, like it's got to be delivered, and particularly with you and pregnant you, if it doesn't get
delivered,
shit hits the fan. Like Dickie, I know she comes across as this happy-go-lucky character, but in reality, she is a mean...
Manic bitch.
She is a mean... fighting machine.
I am not.
Claire Dixon swings from my beard and knocks me flying. I've been sleeping on the lounge all week because I didn't get your butter chicken last week.
Bullshit. We haven't had takeaway in
days.
Thai food doesn't count as takeaway.
Nah, Thai food's not takeaway, and I'll tell you why that is. It's because it's fucking delicious, but it's also pretty not bad.
It's not that bad for you. It's not the way we do it.
I think they put a lot of sugar in though. Do you know if that's true?
Isn't it salt? Probably everything. But a lot of veggies too, where we go anyway. It's nice and fresh.
What about this? And I'll get producer Gabe to Google this real quick. MSG.
Love it.
Apparently it's not that bad for you.
Maybe that's like a early 2000s thing.
Yeah. So if you recall, probably when we were all young.
Yes.
Right. Everyone was like, oh, I've got to get the MSG out. Let's get it. And a lot of Chinese restaurants and stuff. Like, hey, no MSG here. But there's a lot of...
And 2 Minute Noodles had it, didn't it?
I think so. And that was like an advertiser thing. No, it's apparently it makes the food a lot more tasty or tastier, and it's actually not bad for you. Gabe, can you enlighten us on the situation?
The initial short form answer is the US Food and Drug Administration has classified MSG as a food ingredient that is generally recognized as safe. Is MSG worse for you than salt? MSG contains 2/3 less amount in sodium compared to table salt.
So MSG is a salt. Basically.
Monosodium glutamate is what it is.
Right.
So apparently it's not that bad. I mean, some people suggest that the average intake of MSG per day is estimated at between 0.3 to a gram of MSG. These doses potentially disrupt neurons and might have adverse effects on behavior. But apparently the new research shows that it's actually not that bad. And including MSG in food may even reduce excessive salt intake, which can contribute to cardiovascular disease. But the thing with salt intake, it more comes down to what your actual diet is.
Yeah.
Like I know that with like the keto diet, when I'm on that, they recommend that you increase your salt intake dramatically. Mm. So you might even have just in some water, like a gram of salt. And you wouldn't recommend that to someone with a standard Australian or a standard American diet. But with
what about Liver King's diet?
Well, he would have to have salt.
He'd have a lot of salt.
He'd have to have salt because salt is a very important electrolyte. But also salt, magnesium, potassium and salt itself, sodium, very important for heart function. And in fact, if you have someone with heart issues, you might or someone whose heart might be failing or it's in dire need of some assistance, they might find that their potassium is dropping in their blood or they've got low sodium, and that's actually a worry.
House episode.
Yeah. So why are these going down? So they have to actually worry about the electrolyte levels in your blood. So
excuse me, itching my ear hole.
When you're that is quiet. Holes must be itched sometimes. Yes. When you are in ketosis or you're in you're not eating.
Practically you're in ketosis.
That's one of the most hilarious Catherine Kim quotes. You start to expel a lot of water, a lot of electrolytes, and it must be. Replenish. That's why you take more salt in. But a lot of people have enough salt in their diet, so they do think now that salt isn't the big scary thing that it used to be.
Now it's sugar.
Well,
carbs.
Yeah, sugar is not great for you, particularly high fructose corn syrup. It's not good for you. It spikes your insulin levels. But it all comes down to the amount of food that you intake. And if you take too much in, you'll start putting weight on, you'll start to inflame your body, and then diseases build from there. So as long as you can have a pretty, you know, you're not going to have a really great diet if you're just eating sugar, no doubt. You know, a very nutritious diet, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have all these health problems. The crux of the problem comes down to eating too much. your body then becomes inflamed, particularly if it's like hot, refined carbohydrates and sugar. That sort of will affect it. Now, I mean, most people who do eat that usually eat too many. Like if you eat a lot of carbs and a lot of sugar.
They go together really well.
They go together really well. They're very scrumptious and yumptious. And a lot of those people who do have health problems do happen to have eating those. So it's a sort of a causal thing. Like is it? Can you correlate the two? Maybe, potentially, a lot of science says that highly refined carbs and sugar in your diet does increase your inflammation and thus leads to more disease. But I think it all comes down to moderation on everything, making sure you're not eating too many calories a day. Find your maintenance, stick to that. You won't put weight on. You probably won't have as much disease in your life. It also comes down to genetics and all that type of stuff. But that's the end of the science lesson for today.
Fuck. Welcome, everybody. If you're still with us.
I can waffle on. I can waffle on with shit. But that's the same reason that they came out and they said that cholesterol was bad for
a long period
of time.
But there's good cholesterol.
Cholesterol, dietary cholesterol, isn't that bad for you. I'm looking at Claire through a telescope, like a pirate's telescope she got me for Christmas. Thank you, dear.
You like it?
I love it. Cholesterol was always demonized, and they said that it really affects people with heart conditions and it can lead to cholesterol in the blood. But now the science is sort of going, okay, maybe not. Potentially a dietary cholesterol doesn't have as much of an impact. If you eat a lot of cholesterol, like in eggs and stuff, it'll actually help your testosterone levels, your hormone levels and all that type of stuff. What are you giggling at?
I'm just laughing. I have nothing to say.
That's okay. Just go, yes.
Yeah, I
good.
Agree with you, but I have nothing to add.
Yes, there is good cholesterol. HDL cholesterol is good cholesterol. High, I can't remember what that acronym stands for. Gabe, hook me up. And then that's the high, HDL is good, LDL low, it's like low fluffy or something like that. LDL bad, high, HDL good. So, yeah, keep an eye out. HDL stands for?
I'm on it now. HDL cholesterol can be thought as.
Nah, what's it stand for? What's the acronym?
I don't know.
Acronym?
I don't know.
Is that an acronym? Yeah.
Abbreviation.
This is too much for my brain.
Now, we'll talk about more important things in a minute. While Gabe looks that up, ladies and gentlemen, grab yourself some Mum and Dad merch from mumanddad.com, mumanddadshow.com. Grab this beautiful T-shirt. It's us. It's the logo.
It is the best.
You can also get a bib for your baby that says me butt stinks or little mugs. You can get a little mug with it on there and it's beautiful. And there's a few left, not as many as, as many as you may like, so go and grab them real quick at the moment.
Sizes are limited.
Treat
yourself.
Gabe, HDL?
High density lipoprotein.
That's the one.
My favourite.
High density, low density, and then a couple other densities. But
I love that this podcast started with we're having Domino's for dinner and then just went back to PE.
No, not PE, Butsu.
Butsu.
Now, let's talk more important things. You wanted to talk about Harry and... Harry Styles?
No.
Who?
Harry Styles.
No. What's his
Harry
name?
Harry and William.
Harry and William, the prince.
So
the two princes.
I was having a look.
Because I've seen this come up on my phone too.
Yes. Prince Harry's book details.
Oh, it's gone.
Physical altercation with Prince William over rude Meghan Markle remark.
So apparently... they've grabbed them. Mm-hmm. There's been a bit of grabbing going on.
There's been a bit of push and shove.
You can do it. You. This is your forte. You're the royal watcher.
Oh, fuck. Oh, like the guy in the news.
The hot guy in the
news. You know how there's always the guy on those day shows? There's always just one guy in a really flamboyant shirt and he's like the royal fucking...
I've been obsessed since the Queen.
Oh, and they're always just talking bullshit. Anyway.
Where do you think the Queen's corpse is rotting at the moment? Like, how far
hers
along?
Hers wouldn't rot for a long time.
Well, apparently they pumped her full of fucking...
it would.
All of the chemicals
healthy
to stop her
rotting. Healthy cholesterol.
Yeah, they pumped her full of eggs. They cracked a few raw eggs on her, and now she's fine.
Prince William grabbed him by the collar, him being Harry, and knocked him to the ground, leaving him with an injury.
Oh, you pussy. It's your brother. God, some people are fucking... Didn't this... Harry in the fucking military too? He's like a chopper pilot. Might work at SeaWorld soon.
If you had to have one bang you, lol. That's too soon, but bravo.
Thank you.
If you had to bang one.
Who?
Harry or Finger. I always forget old mate's name.
William.
Yeah, he just
If I had to bang one.
He just doesn't mean anything
I'd get him to put me on the spit.
Both of them. I'd go Harry.
Oh, I bet you would. You're a big hero.
Now, something about William bothers me. I forget he exists. He's very bland.
He is bland.
And his face is just...
But he's going to be the next king. Don't you want to be the queen?
He's boring as batshit. At least Harry, you know, is a ginger. He's a bit weird. He's got a hot wife. He's doing all right.
Who's his wife? Meghan. Kate Middleton. Oh, no, Harry.
Yeah. They've both got hot wives.
Do you think Meghan's that good looking?
I wouldn't knock back looking like her.
I reckon you're better looking than Megan.
Thanks.
No, I do. Fuck Megan.
I do. Oh, I do think Kate's beautiful. If I could be either, I'd be Kate.
I reckon Gabe, producer Gabe, reckons that Meghan Markle's better looking.
Who do you think's better?
You do, don't you?
I think so. What's her other name?
Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle. I'm telling
you. Middleton's pretty beautiful.
She's pretty fucking not weird.
Yes.
Nah, yeah, Megan.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, Kate's older now. I think Kate's like 40.
I think they're both. I'd love to look like either. And actually, no. Out of all of them,
Camilla.
I would be.
Camilla,
if you like Camilla, get off this fucking channel.
Oh no, mate, you're ringing that bell a bit too loosely today.
Sorry, I would be Anne Hathaway or Delta Goodrum.
Oh, bit of a combo move.
Yes.
What part?
For those of you who care.
What part of Delta and what part of Anne Hathaway?
Hathaway's face, Delta's rig.
I'd go Delta's boobs.
Ew, Isaac.
Joking.
I was going to say.
Didn't she have a mastectomy?
I think she did. She had breast cancer.
Yeah, poor thing.
We're seeing her live.
Yes, we are in September. Very exciting. Hey, Merry Christmas, mate.
Merry Christmas, darling. Welcome back, everyone. 2023. Yep, 2023. What's up?
New year, same us.
Same us.
That should be the title of this podcast. New year, same us.
Who the fuck changes for a different year? Those people suck.
I said this the other day on the Cancer Now podcast. I was like, and shout out to the people watching this live, because on Patreon for $1 a month, you can watch this program live. Ring the bell. Hello, live people. Are there people in the chat? We are recording this in the middle of the day, though.
Yeah, there's a few people here.
What's happening?
Can you say a few? Are there like three?
At the moment, there is 7 people watching in the middle of the day.
Wow. But we didn't get a job, you gronks.
Normally record this in the afternoon when people are around. So
thanks for watching it live. That's so sweet.
For future reference, we will be doing this in the afternoon. But yeah, you can, and we didn't tell anyone, so we just thought we'd trial this live.
That's so cool that 7 people are watching this.
Yeah, well, we should actually stream this
Thanks for joining us. We could stream it live,
couldn't we? Nah.
What do you mean? It's what we're doing.
Nah, it is live.
Just to Patreon. Yeah, we only do it to Patreon. $1 a month. Yeah. Go on, head to Patreon. The link is down below. So, yes, we are live, and that means Claire can't go on any racist rants, so it is tough for her.
I have had to cut a few out.
Yeah.
She
went on this thing about Egyptian people, and it was...
something else.
Something different. It was a pyramid of...
No, I didn't.
Pyramid of lies and deceit.
I'm thinking back. I haven't said anything. I've been playing The Sims and I've been laying on the lounge. I've been sore.
Did you enjoy your Christmas?
Oh, we did a ham.
We did a ham. I know you've
probably already spoken about the ham.
Everyone whinges about how hard the ham is.
It's not hard. You close that bitch. It's easy.
It's like painting a ball.
Yep.
How hard is it to paint a ball?
Oh, it was easy and it was delicious. We did a honey maple ham.
Yep.
We dealt with all of our crazy families. Yum. With mustard. And we had nougat puddings, ones from Darrell Lee. Oh, I had nougat puddings. What else did we do for Christmas?
We did
quick, didn't it?
Presents. The dogs wore some jumpers. Yes. Oh, there was 5 dogs at your mum and dad's house.
Best day ever.
5 greyhounds.
So good.
It was ridiculous. It was
so good.
Like a track meet. it was bad. No, it was good. All the dogs were very well behaved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For context? Yeah. Context.
You got it right first time.
Thank you. The amount of dogs we had was, we had our 2, then we had mum and dad's Gracie, the 3-legged one,
yep.
And then we had my brother who lives in Melbourne with his partner, their 2 rescue greyhounds.
So there was dogs everywhere.
If you're a dog lover like me, you would have just been
It was going off. So we went there for breakfast. Claire got me some lovely little presents. Thank you very much.
Thank you for yours.
A couple of Pokemon themed presents. I got Claire an exercise bike because let's face it, she needs it. It's a bit of a fuck you present, isn't it? No, but that's what
some people were weird. I was heaps stoked because I pretty much asked for it.
Yeah.
She was asking for it. Anyway. Don't at me. But some of my gal pals, I was like, yeah, I got an exercise bike for Christmas and it's going to be really good when Bub's here and this and that and for pregnancy weight. And they're all, you get mixed responses when you say that with women. Now they're a bit like, oh.
Yeah, but I use it as well. Oh. because otherwise because I've stopped running because my knee was all fucked up. I'm just letting that rest at the moment. But the exercise bike's been good.
So good.
But I also got you
heaps of other shit.
A Harry Potter theme.
You go overboard with presents. You're a beautiful present.
Yeah, but you
giver.
Deserve it.
Thank you.
I don't deserve shit. I'm a fucking pig.
Pick me, boy.
Jesus.
Pick me, boy. She's my wife, you fucking idiot.
I'm so ugly and I don't deserve anything.
I also buy whatever I want.
Yeah.
No, but I got Claire this this really cool big poster, probably like, oh.
I wish we could fit it down here.
Yeah,
it was
almost a metre tall.
Yeah.
Of what's it fucking called?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, but
Harry Potter.
What's the first movie called? The
Philosopher's Stone.
A big Philosopher's Stone poster, and in the middle of the poster is the screenplay signed by Daniel Radcliffe, which I thought was pretty cool. So that was your actual Christmas present.
It was beautiful.
And the bike was just, you know, something because I spoil you.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Christmas is so fun. I can't wait till I have Bubs here. He's going to get so much
this
shit.
That was our last so Christmas alone, and then it's going to be... So what was our tradition we came up with? It was to watch...
We're going
to
watch Elf.
Elf.
And we're possibly thinking, are we Elf on the Shelf Parents?
I don't know.
We'll have to think about that. But so we're definitely going to do the little footprints.
Yes. And so the carrots eaten by the reindeer. We never had Elf on the Shelf when we were growing up.
No.
So what is Elf on the Shelf, Claire?
We just had drunk uncles at Christmas.
Yes. They hide something somewhere. So Elf on the Shelf is you basically move the elf around every day. And the whole idea is that the elf gets up in the middle of the night and moves itself.
It's
right?
a very, it's a sweet idea. I didn't love it at first, but I also don't want our little baby boy being the only one in his class that doesn't have Elf on the Shelf.
Because I know a lot of parents want to make their child, like, different.
Yes.
But I also feel that leads to a lot of bullying.
Oh!
Like, don't you want your kid just to be heaps average so they just skate through life untouched?
An average kid is the dream. Yeah. Average. Absolutely.
Do you want our baby to be a doctor?
No.
You don't want to be a doctor? Doctors all...
Be a comedian.
Be a comedian. Have a real job.
Be a tradie.
Job.
Be a man.
Yeah, be real
up.
Average and be a comedian.
Yeah.
Just that real average. Normal thing that people do.
Get a trade.
Any idiot can be
any
a comedian.
Any advice, I just say get a trade.
Well, I would love to have someone in our family that is an actual tradie. Like I've got four younger brothers and
none of them
are heading towards the trade route. Like Jonas is in fucking HR. Well, not yet, but he just got a degree in business.
My brother's a lawyer.
Wanker.
The other one's a toocher.
Wanker. Darcy, what does he do? Just drinks piss?
Looks hot. Shout out to Dave.
Hey, Debo.
Finny's at Target.
Finny's working
Rory's
at Target.
Rory's chilling.
Rory's chilling. Yeah, Finny's a funny one. He gets in at Target. He gets a few chicks come in to try their first bra on. He's 17, by the way. So he's perving on the chicks trying on their first bra. How old are you when you do that?
You're fired from this.
We just won't say where he works, Target at Charlestown. But how old are you when you get your first bra?
Oh, 14. I was flat as a board, so I think I was...
33.
Yeah,
we're thinking about getting you one now.
You know what? I did buy one early and I remember not fitting into it.
Yeah.
Is that depressing for a girl?
Yeah, it was really upset, especially when there's always that one bitch in your year with giant norks, but then she just ends up being morbidly obese in year 10.
Yeah, they do sort of, like, the girls who get the boobs bigger earlier
and
on.
And they think they're better than everyone else in the year, and they're like, oh, my God.
There was this one girl that went to our school, and she had giant norks, and everyone thought it was cool, and now they're, like, at her knees.
Yeah,
it's horrifying.
Huge. I remember people saying that, like, when us flatties would be like, oh, this is fucked. Everyone's getting tits and all the boys like them and everyone thinks we're fucked. And then you see them a few years later and you're like, oh.
Those big boobs, they end up looking like, you know when we were in New Zealand and we went to that place they made some of the Lord of the Rings like characters?
Like the
stuff?
Trolls.
Looks like the trolls' nuts.
Yeah, 100%.
Like these giant, big,
I reckon
scrotum
even the faces,
looking things.
Just the...
Yeah, no, good shit.
Yeah, boobs.
Boobs, nice. So we are currently 25 weeks pregnant.
24 and a bit.
24 and a bit.
24 and a bit.
Very exciting. Size of a cucumber or
eggplant.
A pecan? Oh, fucking cucumber.
Get with it, Dad.
Eggplant, a big eggplant boy.
And our little man is making lots of little, I was going to say noises. He's not making noises.
He's in there going,
help me. He's doing little kickies at night. At the moment, it seems to be at 8 p.m. sharp.
Yeah, some big kicks too.
Big kicks at 8 p.m. for mummy and daddy, and then he snores back to sleep.
He's a good sleeper.
I think he's going to be a very farty baby.
And we had a bit of a problem the other day at an ultrasound where one of the problems with ultrasound, well, no, I won't say that. I will.
Is this May's nose?
I'll tell you the problem first.
I don't think we can talk about this. I think people are going to cancel us.
Our son has a honker. a real honker of a nose.
Uh-huh. I'll retell this story once you do it.
And I didn't tell you this, but I rang up our
plastic surgeon.
I made two calls, one to an abortion clinic and one and one to the plastic surgeon. They're both on holiday, so you got lucky,
story.
Little man.
Don't listen. Cover your beak.
So we were looking at the
photo. I hope he doesn't watch this one back.
We were looking at the photo from the sonogram.
Oh.
And apparently, like, the nose looked really not big, like straight out, but like heaps, like it just
a beak.
Like it was really full on, like a wide
beak.
And beaky.
It was an Italian beak.
He looked like a toucan. And I was like, so I Googled it, and apparently because they move during the sonograms when they're a bit older,
he was wriggling,
more,
yes.
It's sort of like if you take a photo when someone's running, there's a bit of a discrepancy in the actual image. So his nose isn't that big. It's just because he moved.
We felt like bad
bit of a blur,
too.
A blur.
He had a blurry nose.
He had a blurry
so
nose.
So all the other sonograms have looked at and gone, oh, my God, perfect, he's beautiful. Because yeah. He is. Obviously, he's perfect. Even
but
if
the
he
drive
has
home the other day from the hospital was tough.
It was. We were thinking, what are we going to do if we have a really ugly child?
Do we book
our
him
careers
in?
Careers are over.
Because I'm all about how I look.
Yes, yeah, same.
I'm.
If you don't look good, you don't matter to me.
I'm so hot right yes. now that I'm yes. worried that if our son isn't as hot as me,
we're going to have to get rid of him.
I might have to sell him on the black market for kidneys or something.
Mm, I do worry because how will our photos on Instagram look if his beak takes up the grid?
I want us to be the next Tammy Hembridges.
I actually have been told I look like Tammy Hamburger.
I am Tammy Hamburger.
Tammy Hembro. There's photos of her at the moment. I'll show you this one. And I actually, no word of a lie.
I love how fat her ass looks.
So do I.
And
I had someone say I look like this. I'm not joking.
I like that she takes enough time out of a day from looking after her four children to get big ass pics on the internet. That makes me proud.
So I actually had a few people message me saying that I looked like this.
Did they?
Pregnant. And I said, guys, look. Thank you, but I'm not that good. But, you know, some days I do look, and I'll just show you this.
I can't see.
Hold on. Can you get it any closer?
So I have been told
that's good enough.
I
that's good
enough. Like and I'd like to say thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
So who was telling you that?
Oh, every,
it was my dad, which is weird.
Every bloke in my DMs, they're just saying, Dixon, I tell you, your fat ass and your toots.
Ever since you got pregnant.
Ever since you got pregnant and your hair went blonde.
Isn't it funny that some of the photos people get when they're...
Stop looking at it.
Oh, this one, she's got her tits out.
Yes, I've been told I look like that one too.
The breastfeeding
one is so
weird.
So for those people, I'd like to say thank you. Yes, I take it.
Oh, look, that's you with your big gullet out.
Yes, I do look remarkably
like. Oh, this is beautiful. She's got two photos of her with the belly. She's rubbing her belly, her eyes are shut, and then she promotes her app as you go past it. Now, that's what I call getting it done.
Capitalism, baby.
Oh, I tell you what.
I do not like her. I'm sorry.
You don't like her?
As a person, I don't know. I don't like her brand of crap.
I bet you follow her.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's another chick. What's
well, people
that?
Think we look alike, Gabe.
Yeah, true.
What's I
that,
can
true.
See it.
What's that grotesque woman that was on Married at First Sight a few years ago?
They're all fucked. Which one?
And she's always posing with a belly out.
Oh!
What's her name?
Martha Kalafafakis.
She got famous for maps, and now she's got all these brand deals with fucking Maya for some reason. Anyway, every photo she's got
Maya was closing
out.
Down when I worked there.
She's got her cans out and this giant, like, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with the pregnant belly, obviously. Mm. But when you're trying to look sexy while you're doing it, it's
just don't.
It's just
see, people say that to me too. So we'll go to Woolies and the checkout, people will say, listen,
in
you can't
self-serve.
Keep coming here if you look that hot. They'll say, babe, we can't. We have to do the autismo lighting when you come into the store.
You got it,
You're just too much of a beacon of hope and sex that every dad coming through the aisles is going, who is that glamour?
I agree.
Then I fart and they go, she's just like us.
She's just one of us.
I am just like you.
You have great quotes, Claire.
Thank
hope
you.
And sex.
Hope and sex.
The Claire
you're
Dixon
truly
story.
Anxious and hope and sex.
Truly anxious.
And hope and
you know
sex.
What's good, though? What's good? There'll be one person here thinking I'm being serious. I'm not. Actually,
yeah,
think I'm
no,
very
we're fucking
ugly.
With you, but... So this is the thing about pregnancy is you look absolutely gorgeous. But
oh, it looks so bad.
No, you don't. You look great. But the problem with the trying to look hot when you're pregnant, this is
can't
the issue, is especially when it's like a, not hot, but it was like a, like some of them go for the sexy look, like it's a sex icon look.
I wouldn't even try.
But the fact of the matter remains, you got your baby in there.
Especially a little boy.
It's just, I don't know, I just, it just rubs me.
I want to look cute pregnant. I think that's nice. Like, and you want, I like
beautiful,
wearing
flowers. Radiant, you know, all radiant. That shit. You radiate. You radiate, radiate some farts. Stench.
You
big gassy bitch.
I just stink and ooze things.
And
so
putrid. Nah, pregnancy is
but
very.
But no, I look really hot too.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You do good. Some of your best work. But no, I just think the looking sexy thing and the whole sex appeal.
You can't
while
be
pregnant.
Hot and pregnant at the same time. I know people say you look beautiful and everything, but,
yeah, but
hotness,
you do look beautiful. But
hotness and pregnancy don't mesh. I'm sorry, they just don't.
Hot for me means you've got a heap of sex appeal, and I just don't think there's anything sexy about having a child in you.
There's not. I'm sorry. There's not. I agree with you.
You still look great.
I don't think it's sexy.
But I don't
either.
Think you should try and look sexy when you have a child in you because there's a child involved.
Yeah, our people on this beautiful platform. On this podcast.
Pump your baby out and then look
they'd
hot
understand,
as.
100%.
Spread right, those flaps, let the child come into the world, then go back into fucking OnlyFans, whatever you're doing.
When he's out.
Oh, God, here we go. Oh, dear.
Hope and sex, baby.
Hope and sex. The Claire Dixon story. Anyway. All right, we've got a few more minutes. We've got one more thing we wanted to cover. Oh, and geez. It's talking shit about pregnant ladies again.
Yeah. We just hate women on this channel.
Just you wait. You said to me today, you said, write this down, just you wait. And you didn't tell me what it was about, but it was about I think, was it about the
everyone
mother?
Will know. Everyone will know. Girls watching, boys, when you're pregnant, you tell people, you'll get a little bit of happiness. You'll get a little bit of feedback.
Happiness, love, excitement.
Yeah, can't wait for it. And then something happens when you get further along. Something changes. And what changes is people start saying to you,
just
you
wait.
And you go, what, bitch?
Because you're happy, right?
You're happy and they don't like it.
They don't like that you're happy.
They want you to be miserable because they hate their kids and husbands and their lives.
And misery loves company, something you said the other day.
We
and
say it weekly.
All the time.
Yes.
You find a lot of people, and particularly the older generation who have had children.
Oh, the boomers.
The boomers
we
love
get
this.
It. Your husband sucked and did nothing. You didn't get to do anything you wanted, and we're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But it's not like that.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
Me three. Stop ringing that bloody bell, woman.
Let us enjoy ourselves. We're petrified as it is.
Everyone's scared. And then you're like, but you know what? It's going to be so sweet to look at him when he's sleeping. You go, don't worry about him sleeping. He won't be doing any of that.
He'll never sleep, babe. I do. I spat everywhere. They'll be like, yo, he'll never sleep. You'll never get
your
body back. Your
life's ruined.
Everything. You'll never travel again.
Your marriage is over.
Your marriage is over. Oh, everything's
why did? Because
just
everyone,
wait. It gets worse. It
everyone,
gets worse.
And everyone's like this. They're like, but before, 6 months ago, they were like, oh, what are you
when are you having a baby?
Babies?
Oh, my
to have a
God.
Baby. And now it's like, you fucking idiot. We got you on our side now, you dumb shit.
You ugly cunt.
That'll
happen too. You know what else will happen? Mm. We'll have our little babe. Mm. And we're planning on being one and done parents. Don't at me. Anyway.
At me.
Yes. And there will be some dickhead, because this happens to the little one-and-done community that I love, and you'll get these dickheads going, you'll want another one. When you're having another one, the baby will be probably a year old, and we'll get that many people DMs will be, when you're having another baby.
But I think this happens in every
get
relationship.
Fucked.
It's like,
what are you
yeah,
doing next? Nothing.
It's what's happening next.
We're going to Disneyland, bitch. We're not having any more.
So it's like when you're, let's say you're a teenager, like, oh,
yes.
You don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Oh, okay.
You don't have your license yet. You don't have a job yet.
When's this? When's that? Oh, well, you've been together for 3 years. You're thinking about marriage. Oh, you should. Oh, you got engaged. That's great. When's the wedding? Oh, the wedding's happened. When's kids? Oh, you had kids. When's your next kid? Oh, my God.
What happens after like 60?
This is the issue. This is why people die, because they run out of things to do.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why people die.
I think
that
so.
That is why people
they
die.
They die because this is what
they're
happens.
They're bored.
When they're bored.
And horny.
And horny. And they're hot because they won't put the air conditioner on. Mm. This is what does my head in about old people. They refuse to put the – my grandparents will sit and swelter.
It's every grandparent. All mine are dead, but every old person just won't put the fucking aircon on.
It does. It's ridiculous. It's like, put it on. That's why you have it. Oh, well, we've got
There's a breeze coming.
There's a nice breeze. Who gives a fuck about a breeze? You're supposed to be cool. Mate, I think we've whinged enough in this
podcast.
We've
done some venting.
Thanks for joining us on the vent. Make sure you grab some mum and dad.
People
merch.
Will love this, but because everyone, like all the mums that I'm friends with and stuff, and the dads who we talk about shit like this all the time, the boys, and they'll be like, "This just you wait bullshit," and it's affecting us as millennials, as parents. You know, we're trying to do things a bit different, you know, to how we were raised.
It's because they were told that as well.
Yeah, but it's just nasty. It's very nasty, and I don't think it should be a thing. I think we should change it. It's not going to change.
How are we going to change it?
Oh, fucked if I know. But I think it should change.
Okay.
And you should all adopt a dog.
But before you do that, grab some merch, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to watch these live, head to the podcast. Head to the Patreon for the podcast. Yay. The link is down below, and it's only $1 a month. We'll see you next time. And if you're on Spotify and listen to this, hello. Feel free to leave us a review because it helps the podcast get reach more people. So we really appreciate it.
Please.
Au revoir. Bye-bye. Noot, noot. Bye-bye.
Bye. Noot, noot. Take care. Happy New Year.